Okay, we're in Drosh Haran, Drosh HaChamishi, and we are on page Kuf Tzadi in the Mosad Rav Kook versions. Okay, so last time we talked about why the Avos were so interested in their children not marrying Benos, the people from Canaan, and yes, marrying people from their family, when we know, all we know is that the people of Canaan were not good, but well, Lavan was not much better. Lavan was an Ovid of Odazara. So what was so terrible about the people from, what was so terrible about the people of Canaan that was so much better about Lavan and his family? So we had said that the people from Canaan had bad midos. They were evil people, as opposed to Lavan, who was an Ovid of Avodah Zarah. But still, why is an Ovid of Avodah Zarah any better? Okay, so that's what the Ran is coming to talk about. So we had last left off where he had mentioned the concept of genetics, that there's such a idea of genetics in not just what color skin you have, or what you look like, but also in your personality. And that's why he wanted people from Lavan's family. So we continue, it's around the second line, L'fisha mitzvos va'averos asher b'torah. So now he's explaining how there could be a thing called genetics when it comes to spirituality. Because spirituality is not a physical thing that should be passed down that way. So the Ran says, V'sha mitzvos v'averos asher b'torah al shnei panim. The mitzvos and averos in the Torah have two ways of working. Behen yasu roshim begufa b'nefesh yachad. Some mitzvos and averos affect the soul and the body. Behen lo yasu roshim kim b'nefesh b'lavad. But there are other mitzvos and averos that do not affect the body at all, they just affect the soul. V'asher lo yasu roshim kim l'nefesh l'vad. Haroshim ahu imheyoso ra mazik ma'od. So the averos and mitzvos that only affect the soul, even though they have a very deleterious effect on the soul, very bad for the soul, inenu misaber labanim, that does not transfer to the kids. Okay, I'm not sure everyone agrees with this. This is the Ran's explanation of what we know as kids, what we've been taught of called spiritual genetics. If a person is an Ovid of Avodah Zarah, so that doesn't transfer down, that evilness does not transfer down to the kid, that the kid is more likely to be that way. Ke'en l'nefashas yachas v'kurva klal. You can't be related. Your soul is not, my soul is not related to my father's soul. We're not related in that way. Physical bodies are related, and there's a comparison that way. But souls are not related. So therefore, an avera that just affects the neshama, say, that does not have any effect on the kids. In other words, just what's born from those parents will have no effect. But averis that don't just affect the soul, averis that affect the person, the physical person, the body. Then that will have an effect on the next generation. In other words, even if a kid who is the product of a parent who had issues that affected his soul and body, so then even if that kid, the product of that child, even if raised in the best environment we have, will have tendencies towards bad stuff. Why is that? Asher yirshimu l'raha nefesh v'guf. So the averos that affect the soul and the body, what kind of averos is that? Hein averos asher lahen mavo b'tchunas nafshios. Those are averos that affect the character, the person. Kesina, like hate. V'hakina, and jealousy, v'achzarius, and cruelty, v'akilus, and being cheap. The domain similar to that. So being a person who's hateful and jealous, so that's bad for your soul, because it's an avera, and a bad characteristic. But besides affecting your soul, says the Ran, Yasu Roshim Ra Baguf. It also affects your body. As I will explain. So the Ran says, Davar Bar Vyadua, it is clear, ki kemosha halechus polos bemidos. So lechus means moisture of some type, but we'll just say your DNA, your blood. Just like your physical makeup affects your characteristics, your midos, so too your midos affects your blood. In the sense, ki kemoshu mechuyav shemishi yi adam libo cham roseach, someone who we call a hot-blooded person, which he understands clearly to mean physically. If someone has a warmer blood, shiye muchan alakas. So he's more likely to get angry. So I have no idea whether modern science says there's such a thing, but certainly your physical body affects your brain. So if your body is one that, for whatever reason, is more likely to send to your brain signals to be more angry, so you'd be a person who's more likely to get angry. So we'll call it a hot-blooded person. Hot-blooded person is more likely to have his brain get angry. So the Ran is adding, it also works the inverse way. If someone has a normal body, but they, for whatever reason, they never control their anger, they're always getting angry and they never try to control it. He affects his blood. He becomes a hot-blooded person. Someone who's always, always angry, their blood's going to start getting to be hot-blooded. It'll change the physical body to be a person who's more likely to be angry. And that's worth anything. All the things that are have to do with midos, so that can affect your physical body. He named Cain, if so, Mishu Murgo Bosnat Chunas Aros. So someone who is always angry, always jealous, and Mata Mizgo Vativo Shia Muchan Alein. That affects his nature, that his now, his whole body now becomes something that's more likely to negativity. Uberov Yia Teva Habanim Nimshach Shokid Al Teva Haavos. And then your children are more likely to follow that. Then that will have effect on your children, because he says the typically the nature of the child reflects the nature of the parent. Therefore, since the people of Canaan were bad people, not just sinners, but they were also bad people, so then that has a possibility to get passed down to the children, because that changes the actual body, changes the whole body, and therefore that can be physically passed down. The child will look like the father and have a more hot-blooded body, and therefore more likely to get angry and more likely to be evil. And it's true that Lavan was an Ovid of Avodazara, but that has absolutely no effect on his children. That would not affect his children, not in the physical sense. Maybe if he was brought up in their home, you know, they'd have a nurture effect, but the nature effect would not be there, because the father's just a sinner in things like Avodah Zarah, that doesn't affect the body, and that won't get passed down to the children. That's the Ran's Chiddush, and a very important point. Ki hadavar hayoser roi liyishamri mimeno. So the Ran is now explaining, therefore, the thing that's most important to stay away from, of course all of yours are important to stay away from, but the thing, of all things, the most important of our is to stay away from, humashi yesh lal mavo b'tchunas nafshios u'bihi pa'ulios hamiyuchasos l'ruach halibi. Things that affect your midos, your thought patterns, your heart, who you are, those are the averos that are especially important to be careful about. Midos, right? Very interesting. That's the most important thing to be careful about, is the midos, the thing or the things that affect who you are. Liyoso has tchala v'shorish k'mavua m'koa l'rov midos ha'adam. Because things that affect your midos, your personality, those affect obviously your midos. Like the Chazal tell us in Yerushalmi, give me your heart and your eyes, and I'll know that you're mine. Once you have a person's heart and eyes, then they're with you. Now, when he's talking about the heart, who you are, he's referring to the heart. If someone owns your heart, then they own you. So Yitzhara can say, if I own your heart, you're mine. So what does it mean if I own your eyes? So the Ran says, even though it added the eyes to that list, lo shiyel ayin poem yuchad b'fnei atzmo, it's not that the eye in and of itself is something important. It's just because through the eyes you get to the heart. In other words, if a person is surrounded and sees with his eyes multi-billion dollar homes and he's, you know, just a worker, so then those eyes affect the heart, and he'll become a jealous, miserable, unhappy person if he doesn't know how to think about things properly. So that's how the eye can affect the heart. But it's not that the eye is important independently. It's just because it leads to the heart, and the heart is everything. Therefore, the Torah says, from all mishmar, he's going to explain what mishmar means in a second, from all mishmar, watch your heart, because from there is life. So the main Mefarshim explain that, let's say Rashi, that Mishmar, watch yourself, because life comes from it. Mishmar, it goes back on Mishmar. So they were saying that you should be very careful, because from it, from this Mishmar, comes life. It was referring to Isuri Dirabanan. So that's about the Isurim Derabbanan that Chazal invented, let's say, Muktzah, things to keep you away from Averos. So according to Rashi, it's saying, be careful of Or Mishmar, all protections. Be careful about that. Guard them with your heart, because from there life comes. It means be careful with Derabbanans, because they're very important, because they'll save you from doing Daraisas. Even though you might think Derabbanans, who needs it? It's not so important. I'm not so worried about it. From there life comes. That's what Chazal tell us that pasuk means, in the, that when we say life comes from it, it's referring to the Mishmar. So says the Ran, even though that's 100% true, I don't think that's pashup shot in the pasuk, says the Ran. Shim kain lohayilomer libcha kagdam rasyarim tsluyim b'maisev lo b'leiv. So it should, if it meant that from all mishmar, from all isurim derabanan, netzor libcha, watch your heart. So you don't. It's not the heart that watches it. It's the, you have to watch your actions. Lufikach nirali. Therefore, the Ran says, I think a different shot. When it says from it comes totos chayim, from it comes life, it's going back to the heart. From the heart comes life. Lo ela mishmar, it doesn't go back to the mishmar. Who inyan nifla umashal of nichbad ma'od. This is a very special mashal. Ki amashal bedaver chumri v'animshal bedaver nafshi. The reason why this particular mashal of watch your heart, from all mishmar, watch your heart, because from it comes life, it's a very unusual mashal. It's a special mashal because the physical and the spiritual, meaning the mashal and the nimshal, are all about the same topic, that is the heart. They're both talking about the same story. It's not like a case where you give a mashal to a man walking in a forest and he has a king, and that reminds us of the Yetzer Hara. It's not that kind of thing, which I'll talk about soon. This is a mashal where the mashal and the nimshal are the same story, the heart. Just the heart in the physical and the heart in the spiritual is the mashal and the nimshal. Okay. So this, Ramban's now going to digress a little bit into the idea of parables of Mashalim. So this is the best type of Mashal. This is the most perfect type of Mashal, again, where the Mashal, the parable, and the Nimshal, the thing it's trying to hint to, are all talking about the same story, both about the heart. Because the purpose of parables are for the reason I will tell you. It's known, the mind or the spirit can think about very lofty concepts. They don't have to be physical. But the body, the human, so for a human that's not enough. For him to really get something theoretical, to get it really well, he needs to have some kind of physical attachment to it, some way of relating it to the physical world. When the mind, the intellect of the soul, wants to get something that's very, dak means like thin, but it means very conceptual, hard to grasp, so we need something tangible, something physical that the mind can latch onto. So this way, with a mashal, with the parable, a person can get the nimshal, what they're trying to understand. So similar, like when a wise man wants to teach his student something, it's very hard to understand, very difficult for the mind to grasp. So he'll give him something more physical or more easy to understand, I should say, so that he'll get used to the idea. So too, the mind and the physical are same like that. Just like a regular person needs a mashal, so too to understand spiritual and more conceptual ideas, we need some kind of physical manifestation. A similar idea would be, in general, the limud of Kabbalah has a lot of mashalim. There's a lot of things that are physical examples of things. In fact, everything in this world is really just a mashal to spiritual things. That's what Chazal teach us. Hashem created everything in this world to mirror the upper worlds. We're created with a hand so we understand the concept of Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim biyad chazaka, which sometimes Rashi says means one place it means yad mamish, literally a physical hand. Hashem doesn't have a physical hand. What we mean is that there's everything in this world is a mashal to spiritual ideas. So for us humans to get spiritual concepts, which we can't get otherwise, we need physical mishalim, physical manifestation, so we can grasp the concept. V'zeh toel aser of mishalim, says the Ran, this is the point of most parables of alhim mischalfim minose lenose, but they usually change from mashal to nimshal. It's usually a different story. Like I gave you the example of a mashal about a castle, being a mashal to and with the king, being mashal to Hashem in this world. Those are different stories. It's a castle and a king is not Hashem in this world. It's a mashal to a nimshal. It's usually the story. It's not usually talking about the same story. Usually you have to take the parable and apply it to the nimshal. So the Ran gives his own example. Kasher himshal Shlomo, like one of the mashalim Shlomo said, Va'amar, ir katana v'anoshim ba'mat. There was a city with very few people. Small city with a few people. This is the mashal of Shlomo Melech. And a big king comes. Vasiva Vasa and surrounded it. Ubana Alam Mitsudim Gedolim, and he surrounded it with great traps and whatever it's with, I forgot what they're called. Let's say battering arms, whatever. He surrounded it. Umatza by Ish Miskin Machacham Emile Tuas Air Bachmaso. So some smart guy figured out a way to beat the king, even though the city is very weak, and they don't have really soldiers, and it's a big, powerful king, and he surrounded the city, and he was going to destroy it all, but some smart guy came up with a way to outsmart the king and save the day. Adam lo zachar seisha miskei nehu, and no one remembered who that old guy was. Zehu mashal la'ameitz leiv Adam. That's a mashal, a parable, to strengthen a person, l'havinoso, to teach him, shkal chushia Adam etach bulosav, all of a person's senses, Nishmayim nimshachim le'yitzahara. Everything follows the Yitzahara. All of a person's physical body, all their senses follow the Yitzahara. Asher hu ha-melech ha-gadol ha-ramaz bekan. That's the hint of the great, powerful king that refers to the Yitzahara. V'chi ha-seichel asher la'adam ozrim ma'atim. And you, the soul, and the mind, it's just, all you have is that smart old man is your mind. And there's not a lot helping him, because all the body is helping the Yitzahara. The only thing to get your body to follow Hashem is your mind. So it would seem that for this week's weak old man to beat a strong king, who has all these things on his side, all these traps, which are the senses of a person and another person's desires, that's all working for the Yetzirah. Im kozek asher roa ayin b'ayin she'isha miskein asher lo haya nechshev l'meuma milit etzair b'chachmaso. But when people see that this guy who managed to outsmart the king and save the city, miyad ha-melech ha-chazak, from this powerful king, kein ha-seichel, so too the mind, im mash yira michul shaso k'neged ha-yetz, even though it seems much weaker than the power of the yetzahara, the power of the body and desire, doesn't seems less strong than the power of the mind. So still it's not true. The mind can overpower and outsmart and win the battle over the Yetzirah. Because a little bit of truth knocks out lots of falsehood. Just like a little light pushes out a lot of darkness. If you light a candle in a dark room, the whole room is lit up, even though it's only a teeny little match. So too, a little bit of truth enlightens a whole lot of darkness, and the mind can overpower. So this nice parable, so even though it's a good parable, but still it's different stories. Like one was a story about a city being conquered by a king, and one is about your body. So it's not the same exact story. Most of the mishalim of Shlomo are like that. Another example, another mashal Shlomo famously gave to someone who is lazy and is not trying to learn with all his effort. But Omer al Sada Isha Ish Atzel Avarti, it says that I passed by a lazy man's field, Val Kerem Adam Chaser Lev, and on the vineyard of a person who isn't paying attention. Vine Ala Kulo Kimshano Kasupanov Charulim Vigedra Avanov Nehrasa, so it's all full of thorns, and the walls are broken in, it's all destroyed. Ratza Bezeh, he means by this, Kimisha Enu Shokin Ala Chachma Bezvizes Gadol, if someone's not really trying to learn with all their power, and to get things well, so he'll miss the boat, basically. He'll miss all the important things he was supposed to learn from it, and stupidity will overpower him. Let's go through the halachos so that they won't get rusty. So that's also a nice mashal. It's also nice the way the Ran explained, worded it, that he'll miss it. Ya'alimu mimenu, he'll miss it. It's very easy if you learn things without much effort to miss the main point, to miss the whole, a lot of the stuff you should have gotten it. So that's a nice mashal of a person who's lazy in their learning, so it's gonna get ruined. So that, but again, that same mashal also is a mashal of a field versus a person's learning. It's not the same story. It's a mashal and a nimshal. That's most mashalim are like that. Obepliya, an occasion when a great wonder, very rarely. Imatzi mashal echan mechuvin le nimshal b'osu hanosi b'atma. It's very rare to find a mashal where the mashal and the nimshal are the exact same story. V'shiyya hamashal b'davra achomri hamechuvin b'inyin sichli, where the physical and the spiritual, the thing that the mashal and the nimshal are both really the same thing. And that's the best type of mashal, like the one here that he's been talking about, which is the heart. The mashal is about the physical heart, what the physical heart needs to function. That's very important to protect your physical heart. And the nimshal is the spiritual heart. The akdim bazeh, so now the Rana is going to continue now talking about the idea of Mishalim and how they help and how they can hurt. And I think we will continue that Mirza Shem next time.